The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Huey Lewis in the news and the power of love. And a happy birthday to Huey. It's his birthday today.
How old is Huey?
How old do you think Huey might be?
60.
No, you're off.
65.
You're getting warmer.
70?
You're cold.
Wow.
Wow,
68?
He's 68, yes.
Okay.
1950. Wow. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Huey.
Didn't he gave up a tour not too long ago, right? I think he had some health issues.
Did he?
I think some vocal cord
issues. Okay. Well, I hope that
gets
better.
I know we talked about it here.
We probably did.
You've forgotten.
I have. I mean, I can't remember every music headline that I've ever given you. If I did, I wouldn't have time. I mean, I wouldn't have room in my brain for the regular news.
There you go.
I have to clear it out.
Hey, you reported this morning that the hurricane season, they're hoping
yes.
that there's fewer storms.
They're saying it's not going to be quite as bad as they predicted.
Colorado State University,
right.
Anyway.
Yes, yes, yes. And they're the hurricane, I mean, I guess they have a program there that really focuses on this, so they are the experts.
We focus on it, too.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I think our universities might be a little more versed in hurricanes than Colorado. They might have more tornadoes, but...
And we do have a meteorology program that helps you get on track to then getting your four-year degree, maybe at FSU or some other place.
Right.
Yeah.
Register today.
Yeah.
Gulfcoast.edu.
Exactly.
Fall registration. See how that segue works?
Fall registration is open right now.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. You've brought us guests. I've been out, so I'm totally out of the loop here.
I did bring us guests. And, you know, trash on Panama City Beach is always a concern, but after the 4th of July holiday and during the summer tourist season, it really gets out of control. So keep Panama City Beach beautiful is in the studio today. We have Mary Atchison, Kim Christian, and Joanne Weatherford. Good morning.
Good morning,
good
y'all.
Morning.
That was good.
That was really good.
I don't know if anyone's ever done it in unison that well before.
Clap and a half.
Ladies, how did your organization Keep PCB Beautiful get started? And how long have you been doing this?
About a year.
Okay.
We actually,
so this is new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
We actually separated off from a different group because we're affiliating with Keep America Beautiful and Keep Florida Beautiful. And we've got our paperwork to go nonprofit. But most of us are all transplants from other parts of the country. And we come down here and we see the beauty and we see all these people that just trash it. So that's kind of how it got started.
I mean, there are those big blue trash cans, and there's lots of them on the beach, so it's not hard to get to the trash can. I mean, walk 10 feet, you can get to a trash can.
Right.
It's not too difficult.
Yeah, correct.
But the 4th of July holiday is especially bad for trash.
Yes.
Tell us how much trash you've already picked up.
Yesterday morning, about 7 of us in an hour picked up 53 pounds of trash.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my
goodness.
In 3 months, with 106 volunteer hours, we have picked up 620 pounds of trash.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. And thank you. Thank you so much.
It's amazing, but it's also sad.
It is.
Sure.
Because some of that trash, I mean, you're not going to get every single piece, and some of that trash gets eaten by birds or turtles, and it might not be good for them, or just gets washed away into the ocean. I mean, that's terrible.
Do you find shards of glass from glass bottles out there on the beach?
Yes.
See, that's the part that scares me.
Yeah.
So I'm always digging my feet in the sand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you find buried cans crushed up, and they're buried, so you're going to step on them and cut your feet.
Right.
Last year, we actually found a knife that was 18 inches long.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, buried.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And
who would do that?
Terrible.
Very. That's the worst kind of hidden treasure to find.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. What have you found anything good on the flip side? Have you,
gold
you found
coins?
Anything?
No.
Money?
I found my cup.
Sunglasses.
Okay. Probably a lot of sunglasses.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you do with the trash you find? I mean, I know that's seems to be a stupid question. You're going to throw it away, put it where it's supposed to go. Are you recycling cans and bottles and different things?
I would like to start recycling cans because there's a place over on 15th Street that you can go and they will pay you for it by the pound.
Sure.
Yes.
It's a way to start making money.
Yeah,
sure.
For Why our not? Group.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The only problem is it takes a little bit longer. If right. you're picking up,
sure.
separating things
yeah.
out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you're just putting everything in a bag. We had started toy bins at one point where we picked up used toys and would just put them in there
okay.
for them to be reused.
Oh, but, yeah.
That didn't go over real well after a while.
Well, I still take toys over there. We yeah. have a cleaning company that when they clean condos, they call uh-huh. me and I get all their toys.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I filled it up Tuesday.
There you go. Mm. We're talking this morning with Keep Panama City Beach Clean mm-hmm. and Beautiful, and we're glad to do that. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some music from Tommy Two Tone on the other side of the break. I do want to mention, though, programming today on 90.7 WKGC, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. That's Tommy Two Tone on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, perhaps the most famous phone number of all.
It is.
Anybody
it
ever dial
is.
It?
I've dialed it before.
I've given it out.
Yeah. I like it.
It is a fake number.
We were discussing the 80s, and the adults in the room were around in the 80s. These
yeah.
kiddos were not, but yeah.
I we think, all had interesting hairstyles.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we've talked with the kids before, our kids, or, you know, the... There was a time before cell phones.
Right.
There was a time before caller ID, and that you could actually call and, you know, prank
yeah.
people.
And everyone
sort of
knew
thing.
Who was calling, too.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
mean, you couldn't keep it private who was calling because we had one phone in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, so.
With a tail. We called it a cord.
That's yes. right. Yeah. That's yes. right.
Anyway, the 80s.
Go. Good times.
Anyway,
good
we're times. Talking about keeping Panama City Beach beautiful.
Yes.
And so, what prompted this?
The cleanup, I just had an idea because there was going to be so much trash on the beach. And one of our founding members had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Oh. And so, when I had contacted the Friends of South Walton Sea Turtle mm-hmm. and the Navarre Sea Turtle Conservation Center to see if they would want to do cleanups in their counties at the same time, I thought for us, we could do it in honor of our friend. Hmm. And that's why we're doing it here.
Yeah.
And tell us who that is.
It's Robbie Atchison.
Okay.
Right. Robbie actually came here in the early 90s mm-hmm. when MTV and all that was big, stayed a few years, and he left. Mm-hmm. And he always said he would come back. When we got together, he told me, he said, if you have any plans on retiring other than Panama City Beach, we might as well just stay friends. So we came here. We got married in April 2016 here on the beach mm-hmm. in Panama City. I absolutely fell in love with it. Did a couple job interviews while we were here. In July, he was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. We ended up going through treatment and surgery, and then we moved here in January of 17. And Robbie, with the type of cancer he had, he was automatically disabled. So he was going crazy, 47, you know, not being able to work, bored out of his mind. So he joined the cleanup.
Okay.
So he would do that during the week. I'd do it with him on the weekends. We met a great group of people. He got involved with the turtles and St. Andrews Bay. And we started doing photography. So he would go and do photography of the oyster bed cleanups and that kind of stuff, and he was just absolutely completely at home on the beach. He filmed the turtle releases, and he was just so into this. So this was really a big part of his heart, and that's how we got so involved.
Oh,
wow.
Well, thanks, Robbie, for getting the ball rolling and for his service. And you're going to do this every Saturday in July during this sort of peak trash season, right?
Well, the annual cleanup is going to be the first Saturday.
This Saturday.
After the 4th of July right. every year.
Okay.
This Saturday. Yeah. Yep.
Usually we go out on Wednesday nights and we do Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Week. So you do a regular sort of a smaller cleanup, yep. but this is your big annual event this Saturday.
Yep. Yes. This is our very first one and volunteers are always welcome.
And we're going to have freebies to give out.
Oh, great.
Can you tell us what kind?
If you've heard of the organization 4Ocean, it is a nonprofit that was started by two surfers. We're going to have T-shirts and bracelets.
Ooh, very good.
Fantastic. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Love a free T-shirt.
And you are also taking donations. Is that correct? Are you taking donations for other nonprofit groups while you're there?
We hadn't thought about it.
It's something we're looking into. We're also looking into being able to do the volunteer community hours. You know, a lot of high school students need those hours for graduation credits. And it's a great way to serve your community and make you aware of what's going on. Because most people, you go to the beach and, oh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start picking up trash, when you go to the beach, that's the first thing you see.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes start to focus on just that. And if we can get our younger generation to be aware of what's going on and maybe take care of our beaches a little bit better, then that's a plus-plus, you know?
What time should we show up and where?
Well, we're going to have two locations, Richard Seltzer Park at 7419 Thomas Drive or the County Pier at 12213 Front Beach.
Okay.
The cleanup is from 9 to 11. And we ask you to show up between 8:30, 8:45 so you can sign in and we can tell you about filling holes and knocking down sandcastles also.
Oh, boy.
You have to knock down the sandcastles?
Yeah, for the turtles.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're in the way.
Yeah. They can't go backwards.
Well, and in Walton County, actually already had a sea turtle nesting this season that fell into a hole.
Really?
Thank goodness she survived, and they found her the next morning and were able to get her out. But it's a huge... These sea turtles were created to do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have... And build your sandcastles. Dig your holes. But just leave the beach flat when you leave.
Sure.
Right. Just fill it back in. Right. No big deal. Have your fun.
Have you all noticed any change in the amount of garbage that's out there since they passed the No Trace Left Behind ordinance on the beach? Is it having an effect, really?
The looks on the ladies' faces.
No.
One of our surveyors yesterday morning for Turtle Watch took a picture and posted it on Panama City Beach Turtle Watch.
Mm-hmm.
They go out at dawn. They go out at like at 5 in the morning. And there were people already out there popping up their tents to stake out the perfect spot.
Right.
And, you know, the no traces 7 a.m. to, you know, from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people going out at 5 o'clock in the morning so they can get the perfect spot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's dedication, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll pass.
And some of the holes are supposed to be no deeper than 2 feet, I believe.
2 by 2.
I have pictures of Robbie sitting in the middle of craters that people have dug, you know. And it's dangerous. It can collapse. Look at, there's been children that's true. Suffocated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a little unreal. I'm not sure the purpose of digging the big old holes.
I mean, you're on vacation. Why are you digging ditches? That's
exactly.
The worst work you can do. Just relax.
In Southern Florida yesterday, I don't exactly remember where, but they had to bring a backhoe in on the beach to fill a hole that had been dug.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's that. You don't want to do hard labor on vacation. Yeah. This just is, mind-boggling to me.
Nope.
Just throw your trash away.
And if you want to build sandcastles, build them, take pictures, post them on Facebook, and then knock them down.
And knock them down.
Absolutely.
You know? Right.
We're talking about how you can be a part of keeping Panama City Beach beautiful, because we do have the world's most beautiful beaches.
We do.
And we don't want them to be trashy. So, and quite literally trashy. So we're talking about how you can do that. We've got to look at your weather forecast. News 13's Kara Murphy coming up here in just a few moments. And some music from REM on the other side of the break, right here on 90.7 WKGC. That's REM on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Man on the Moon. It's 9:36. We're not on the moon. Feels a little bit more like we're on the sun, but It's been
warm.
We're
on the third floor.
We're closer to the sun, I suppose. Anyway, it's nice and warm out there. My watch says it's about 81, but it feels warmer than that out there.
It's supposed to feel like the triple digits.
Thanks for bringing us the great news there, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's hot.
But it'll be a nice day to go to the beach.
Exactly. So you've got probably bottles of water y'all are walking around with, I hope. Mm-hmm. Keep yourselves hydrated as you're out there cleaning up the beaches.
Yes,
of course. Yeah.
Does the Panama City Beach as a government entity, do they help out in this cleanup in any way?
They haven't. They support us, though.
Sure.
For us to affiliate with Keep America Beautiful, we actually got two of our city councilmen came to a meeting with someone from Keep Florida Beautiful. So Hector Salas and Phil Chester have thrown their support behind us. And I went to and spoke in front of the county commission meeting one day, and we have all of the county commissioners behind us because we actually had to have a letter from them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, showing their support for us. So, yeah, we do have support.
Good.
Well, I hope they show their support by coming out and grabbing a trash bag and picking up a few things as well. Support verbally is one way, but support by action is a little bit better, too.
Do they have their own beach? What does Panama City Beach do regularly to clean? Obviously, they dump those big blue bins. Those mm-hmm. belong to the city. Or the they do belong to the city.
Well, the TDC is the one that sponsors.
They belong to the TDC.
Yeah, they're the ones that do the contract for beach services.
Okay, and there is somebody that comes through and sort of rakes up the sand.
Yeah,
and does that toss up trash? Does that help, or does it?
It brings up little stuff.
Okay. Uh huh. All right. The beach raking, is that a good thing or not?
It's a good thing.
And you're making funny faces. They're making funny faces.
I haven't seen a whole lot of the beach raking.
Okay.
Yes. But they have. We've been seeing it a lot more.
Okay. They probably pick up a little bit in the peak season, just like you guys, you know.
But they can't go out till they get the all clear from Turtle Watch.
I see.
Yes. Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense.
And it's also difficult if people leave things behind, like the tents. I mean, you can't drive a tractor down if you've got tents in the way. So we want to remind everyone about the Leave No Trace ordinance.
Right.
And that is a law that went into effect, I think it was two summers ago.
I don't know.
You can't leave your tents up.
Nope.
And it's between 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Right.
The beach should be completely clear.
Right. And you just can't go out and take stuff off the beach. You just move it to the dunes.
The dunes.
And leave it there.
Okay.
So it's not like free reign. Oh, I get a new tent type of thing. Move it.
Right.
In 2020, the city has made it so that they're going to have the fold up chairs and the chairs will be moved off of the beach at night instead of left out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, from the beach services.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a new thing this year.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's going to start by 2020.
Okay, so it's a little extra work for the beach service people, but it's really going to help the turtles, and it's going to help people clean up too, because that moves all the items off the beach.
Yes, it is.
The Leave No Trace ordinance was in effect starting in July 2012.
Very good, Brandon. Yeah, thank you.
Very good, producer Brandon.
So it has been there a while.
Yeah, it has.
We need to get with the program.
We all do collectively.
Mm-hmm.
It's 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We're going to switch gears just a minute, ladies.
Yep.
We do this every day. We have a large collection of records. You all remember those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we do a vinyl play of the day, and today we're going back to May 10th of 1990. All right. I was in middle school. Well, they called it junior high then. It is New Kids on the Block. Y'all remember that? You had the cassette tape? Yeah.
Yeah.
On vinyl, nonetheless. Out of our vinyl library, this is Step by Step.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl. Step by step.
like a flashback to the 80s, but it's 1990, believe it or not. New Kids on the Block and Step by Step. It's our vinyl play of the day.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. I remember in junior high, all the girls just loved those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're dancing together.
Yeah.
I loved how they're, you know, danced together in the...
Yeah.
You know, they had choreographed moves.
Yeah, it was... Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. It's our vinyl play of the day here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 15 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we are back on topic. We're talking about keeping Panama City Beach beautiful. And what can... I mean, I know it seems obvious, but what can we do? Regular Joe Schmo like myself.
Well, whenever you go to the beach, pick up trash, whether it's yours or not.
Okay.
In your little area, if everyone took care of their little area, the world would be a better place. But just take a bag with you or whatever there is. And like you said, there are trash cans, I mean, everywhere on the beach.
Sure.
And it's not hard to get to one. So when you're walking by them to leave the beach access, just take a bag of trash with you and throw it in the trash can.
Exactly.
It's easy enough.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely easy enough.
And knock down your sandcastles and fill your holes.
Absolutely.
And that's because the turtles fall into them or can't get around them.
Exactly.
They don't go in reverse.
Exactly.
So they have to just keep going forward to the water, keep that path clear.
Mm-hmm.
And this Saturday is your big cleanup day, your big annual cleanup day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so it doesn't matter what end of the beach you live in, there are two sites.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One at
Richard Seltzer.
Okay, so if you're on the east end of Thomas,
Just
head over to Richard Seltzer.
Or the county pier.
Yep. And then the county pier is the other place. Now, the county pier is on Front Beach. Give us a landmark. Because the city pier is Pier Park.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
The county pier is a little...
It's the one before that, right?
It's the one that's closest to the water park.
Yeah, next to Shipwreck. Okay. If you turn there,
right.
It takes you right to the light, to the parking
lot. Alf Coleman and Front Beach.
Turn on Alf Coleman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And that starts at what time?
9 a.m.
Yep.
So be there a little before 9 so you can sign in.
And get freebies.
That's right. If you sign in, you get a little, you know...
Do I have to bring my own trash bag?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Nope, that's one of the freebies.
All provided,
okay, very good.
We will have trash bags and buckets and hemp bags and gloves.
Yes.
All right.
That's good. Well, we want to definitely keep Panama City Beach clean. I tell my friends and family from Illinois and up north that we have the world's most beautiful beaches.
We do.
And we do. So we don't want them to look bad.
Mm-mm. I've been to Maui. Our beaches are better.
Yeah, you can't go. I mean... Probably the only other place in the world, maybe if you went to the Bahamas, you might, I mean, and that's a lot more expensive,
mm-hmm.
Okay? This this is Bahamas sand just right here on the Gulf Coast.
Right here at home.
Yeah, right here at home.
Very good. Well, ladies, thank you for coming in. And, of course, you can come at any time to talk about cleaning up the beaches because it's obviously not a problem that's going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we definitely need to keep that message out there. So definitely come back with us.
Thank you.
Love to have
much.
You on. I wanted to mention, just off topic, something that I saw over the weekend that totally blew my mind.
What's that?
We were watching, I was down in Orlando, we were watching TV, mm-hmm. and just kind of flipping through, and I found something I'd never seen before.
Okay.
This was the college, so like real colleges, because it was actually, I thought of Brandon, it was Georgia and I think the University of Florida, and it was the college... cornhole tournament.
They have it?
I know.
Yeah. It's like, this was like serious.
Oh, I need to sign up.
And they weren't even drinking. I mean, this was this was for real. Like, serious looks on their face and, you know.
Yeah. They're considering themselves athletes, I suppose.
Had I known that in college, I could have maybe been an athlete.
Is this NCAA sanctioned now?
I would think so, probably.
Is it possible for Gulf Coast to sign in on this?
I think we probably could.
Oh, my goodness.
I've actually seen those tournaments on TV, and they are pretty intense.
They are intense. It's like bowling, you know? I mean... Nothing against the bowlers. I'm not a very good bowler.
Wow.
But, you know, they take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Tossing beanbags.
I have seen Brandon play.
Yeah.
And I think he could, I think he could make the team.
He could maybe even coach.
Maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but.
he's not bad.
We were playing some cornhole last night, getting ready for the fireworks and everything. I was doing all right.
Okay.
Of course,
well,
I like.
Maybe we could have a Gulf Coast team talk to Coach Scovel and see if she's behind it.
Maybe we can get a NJCAA
yeah, Division One cornhole team.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Then go for a beer pong team.
We could simulcast it on WKGC.
Yeah.
The cornhole tournament.
I think that we could. There we go. My buzzer was a little slow this morning. We're 10 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We'll take a quick break with some music from Looking Glass here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Looking Glass and Brandy. And we are coming up on 10 o'clock, and we've got Miss Sunshine in the studio who's going to be taking over here for me from 10 till noon. Good morning. You haven't said much today.
Yeah,
you've been here, but you've just been quiet.
I've been quiet, but yeah, I'm coming up pretty soon, so come hang out with me. We'll have
Absolutely.
A great sunshiny time.
Yeah, and it's going to be a sunshiny day. Yeah. Hot. Hot as blazes. So it's just a messed up week. You know,
I
was off on Monday, I work on Tuesday, we're off on Wednesday, now it's Thursday and Friday. And
yeah, and a lot of folks did go ahead and take off the week, so some of our buddies aren't
around.
Why
didn't we do that?
I don't know. We just didn't think ahead, I guess.
Because we are the local public radio station.
Yeah, sitting in this room.
For you.
So.
Rain, sleet, or snow.
Yeah, something like that. Thanks, Brandon. Trying to keep me honest over here. But we've got plenty of great stuff coming up. Plenty of good music. We've got music from Duran Duran and Maxi Priest and the Violent Femmes and whatever else, Micaiah, that you bring in to Sunshine. She keeps telling me that. Anyway, we are coming up on 10 o'clock, and we'll round out things for us in here. A little Def Leppard. How about that?
All right.
Get a little rowdy on this Thursday. It's not bad. It's not a bad song. It's Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's right. You're listening to The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC.